Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
I've got a question. And I want to know, does the ANC step-aside rule still apply? I'll tell you why I'm asking. Minister in the presidency, Khumbuzo Jhaveni, currently has a cloud hanging over her head. This relates to tender irregularity dating back to 2019, so long before she was even in the presidency at the time. And this was an investigation done by obviously very credible organizations. The Hawks investigated and they found that there was an involvement there. And as you can imagine, opposition parties have been calling for her to step down for, let's say, maybe half a month now. The calls are getting louder and louder and louder. The MK has now chimed in. The EFF has chimed in. In fact, EFF spokesperson Sinao Tambo had to say this on Newsroom Africa.
Look, I think the first thing we need to do is to review the appointing powers of the President of South Africa in terms of how he has so much power to appoint people who head investigative and legal institutions in South Africa. He has the basically unilateral powers to appoint the public protector, practically unilateral powers to appoint the judge of the Constitutional Court, practically unilateral powers to appoint the head of the National Prosecuting Authority. And I think this is part and parcel of the reason why those who are his allies in the ANC feel so emboldened in committing acts of corruption, and yet they will not be removed because they are lieutenants of someone who appoints everyone who's supposed to hold everyone accountable and investigate them as law enforcement agencies. So the Limpopo High Court has already described this tender awarding process by Khumbuzo Jhaveni as something that is devastating and repugnant. And they're the ones who referred this to the Hawks, and the Hawks have done their investigations now, which we think was too lengthy, over 4 years, and handed it over to the NPA. So I think something that we're going to do now is observe keenly whether the NPA is going to refuse to prosecute, whether they're going to prosecute and then take it further and possibly explore a process of private prosecution. Because it seems like people like Khumbuzo and Jhaveni, Stellvanda Abrahams, Gwede Mantashe, are immune to law enforcement agencies in South Africa, whether they are investigated by institutions such as the State of Capture Report, whether they are found guilty by a court of law.
And look, he raises some very valid points. Because also towards the end of last year, there was another minister in the ANC who was implicated in wrongdoing. Also has to do with something that they'd done prior. And instead of that person being removed from their portfolio, they just got reshuffled. Mm-hmm. Now, it would seem at face value that, as Sinao points it, if you are affiliated to the president, then the step-aside rule doesn't apply to you as much as it would apply to somebody who isn't, for example, as closely linked to a president. Some people didn't get the opportunity to get reshuffled. Some people literally had to leave their post altogether. Zizi Gota does one such. Mm-hmm. In fact, you can list a plethora of others. So maybe let's start off with you, Mpo. What do you think about this?
You know what? I think in every space, when you have people that are closest to you, you will always do everything you can to protect them. That's just human nature. But unfortunately, when it comes to the president, sometimes he has shown himself to be very inconsistent in how he does things. And it's a bit of a pity, because he is the one man that when he came into power had said, the one thing I'm going to do, tumani mina, I will root out corruption. Yet we've seen time and again that when there are those who are close to him that are implicated in corruption, he tends to either turn a blind eye or be very swift in trying to protect them, in inverted commas. So I don't know, man. I myself, as an outsider, I don't know how this rule is applied and who it applies to and when. Angaz.
Okay. Mbundo?
It applies when one has been charged, at least the step aside on the ANC's part. So only when somebody has been charged, an investigation doesn't warrant somebody stepping aside as per the ANC policy. So in this respect, she wouldn't have to step aside, at least at a level of politics, but also the president in most instances would probably await that charging of an individual, because here the Hawks, it said, have finalized their investigation. But it remains an investigation that's underway. She hasn't been charged. And if we talk about instances where there were individuals close to the president, Zizi Kota was charged. And for the longest time, Zizi has been viewed as a President Cyril Ramaphosa. I mean, I remember in 2017 when we were in NASREC, there was that swift shift. NASREC won when it was between CR17 and NDZ. He had been spokesperson of the ANC, but swiftly under President Jacob Zuma, but swiftly on that day, things started to shift. We saw Gwede Mantashe move to CR17. We saw Zizi. And then soon enough, they were deployed in government. So if Zizi is considered a person very close to President Cyril Ramaphosa, he was put through the process. He was in court with Jehan McKay, and he fought that legally, but he had to step aside in parliament, as well as he wasn't actually given a portfolio as a minister.
But how come some people are shifted?
No, they're shifted. Well, Khumbuzo Ntshavheni hasn't been shifted, but we know that Minister Thembi Simelane was reshuffled, because as it stands, she still hasn't been charged. There is that specific investigation is currently underway on VBS.
So for me, I have a problem with even the fact that someone has to be charged, because if, like Sizwe said, organizations, the hawks, have said, here's the evidence, and the evidence is there, you don't even need to necessarily wait for someone to be charged if there's proof of wrongdoing. Now, that also begs the question, why is the NPA slow to charge other people and very fast to charge others? Now, my question is not even with the president. I'm also side-eyeing the NPA. But I think all of this also just proves that this so-called renewal, it's not going to happen, not anytime soon, especially when principles are being applied to people differently.
But because who's the final arbiter, though?
Because in the instance of Zizi, for instance, you can say he was charged, he stepped aside, and then the trial was, the case was thrown out, or whatever the case was. Then what happens in that particular instance? I was found to actually not...
No.
Yes, it was thrown out.
But
in this particular case...
That's why there's a big debate on whether these type of things, where you don't allow the court processes to completely conclude, could disadvantage individuals, where you are considered to have a cloud hanging over your head, and then if there's an opportunity for you to stand for a leadership position, you don't. This is what some of them say, that along the way, we're probably found innocent or the case is dismissed, but I've lost the opportunities along the way to either be a chair of a province or to have a seat in the NEC.
I've got another example for you. And this now goes back to COVID. Somebody also in the presidency, presidential spokesperson, was implicated in COVID. That person still works with the president closely, right now even, in the office.
Kusela Diko.
Yebu.
No, but... it's not necessarily her. It was her late husband. No, but we still need to put the facts together.
She No, it was her, bruh. No. She was personally implicated. No. Her late husband as well, but she was personally implicated.
It was the company of the late husband, and the late husband came out, issued a statement that he has been conducting business but regrets that, given his proximity to the spokesperson of the president, it really, perhaps for the nation, looked a bit strange that he would... be awarded a tender such as this one. And you remember what happened. He then removed
himself.
So even there, it was more of an association to somebody who was accused of corruption.
So are we saying within Chavin we must wait until she's charged? But the fact that she is in close proximity to the NPA...
I'm not saying anything.
I'm asking. I'm throwing it out there.
I'm just saying the ANC policy for now is that she must be charged.
It's inconsistent, that's all I'll say.
Tell us which
what
one.
What do you mean, Goopy? Everywhere. Oh.
Mama charge you when they step aside.
Where? Give us a shout and let us know what your thoughts are. 086-000-0959. Do you feel like the ANC step aside rule, first of all, is applied consistently? That's one thing. But also, what about Unembeza Omuntu Genje, the actual individual? If you know Ukuthi guilty, why don't you just remove yourself?
If the system was fair, Cyril Ramaphosa would have stepped down long time ago after Palapala. But it's animal farm. Some animals more equal than others. So they have to live with it. It's their policy.
How? So Nisa Naksuru Limbala. This morning we're having a discussion about Khumbuzo Ntshavheni, and we speak about the step aside rule. Is it applied? What's the word I'm looking for? Is it applied fairly? across individuals, all individuals in the ANC.
Love to South Africa. Like you're saying, if you are not affiliated with Matamela, I was thinking Matamela himself, he was implicated in so much scandals. Mara was without any disturbance. So yeah, if you're affiliated with the president, you are safe. Otherwise, I is your color.
I agree with Mfundo. My understanding of the ANC step aside rule is that someone needs to be formally charged. So currently with Khumbuzo Ntshavheni, I haven't seen any news reports, unless I've missed it, of her being charged. Currently, it's still an investigation. It's still rumors. Up until she is formally charged, then she can step aside, like Zizi Kodwa, like the lady who was the Speaker of Parliament, you know? So I don't think that rule just applies just from investigations. You need to first be charged in a court of law.
It's not rumors, though. The Hawks have said they've got tangible evidence. Yeah.
But she must be charged then. They need to then finalize. So let's give them the space to do so. And I hold no one's brief.
Hey, that's enough, Akus. It's fine, though.
Siyazi, the rule of law, it says innocent until proven guilty. So even if these people, these politicians know that they are guilty, they stand in their position, Uguti, until they are proven guilty. Then that's when they will move aside. They know that they need to be proven. And if they know that the big man, CR, is on their side, and we know favoritism, how it applies. So he will always protect his people. He will always protect those people that he think they have a support for him.
Morning, since the world team. You know what's the funny thing? All these people, when they die, at their memorial, this person hated corruption. All of them, when they die. Marawal, they're still alive. Things like this, can't have happened that we are doing corruption. Because everyone who dies, they didn't want corruption. So these people are going to protect each other. There's no conscience. It's what you're saying, there's no conscience. I want to have Bafuni Mali.
The explanation Mfundo just gave, it's correct. It's just that you guys want to see anything associated with the ANC as being wrong. Ayikho enye into mfethu. Now we are yizwa lento eshiwo mfethu kulo sisi ukuthi right. So lay off a bit ku ANC and then nilale nibhekeni nje into for what it is, mfethu. Ayikani. Because nibiased, man. Hayi, nibiased, mfethu. As been the facts, neqiniso. Nibiased.
Mina, it's fine. You can call me biased. Ntengenandawa nayo leyo. But just answer a very simple question. What about the people that stepped aside without charges? Just answer that. You can call me biased all you want. Yeah, that doesn't bother me at all. But just answer that simple question.
I think you're trading very closely to clutching at straws, my man. The ANC policy is simple and it's straightforward. There's no ambiguity there. If and when an individual gets to be charged, they then step aside, whether forcefully or they choose to do so themselves. For instance, Zizi Kodwa was not put aside. He stepped aside voluntarily without being pursued to do so. So Ntshavheni, same thing. She has not been charged. The moment she gets charged, she will step aside. Rest assured, whether voluntarily she does it herself or she gets to be put aside by the president himself, it doesn't matter. But the truth of the matter is that the policy is clear. It's straightforward. No one is condoning any corruption or anything of the sort. But the reality is that she's not charged and therefore she has no reason to step aside.
So I completely agree with you. I also find step aside, the ANC, to be very inconsistent. It depends ukuthi ubani unamandla kangakanani, not amandla per se, but u-associator nabo bani kangakanani. Ma ngabe weak nyana, u weakling nyana kind of thing, yes, it will, you know, it will stick. But abanye, it never does, you know, kuthiwa they are charged, they are implicated, bese kuphelela lapho. As for uNembeza Sizwe, ungabuza question enje Sizwe. uNembeza, what Nembeza? For them, Nembeza for who? Nembeza for what? Abana Nembeza Sizwe, they don't care. Bazoganga, baganye, uchubeke nje impilo uchubeke abana nembeza sizo unembeza wabo dala bawuthengisa ngokutshela
sizo. That step aside rule was merely created to deal with ACE. After it dealt with ACE, they no longer care about it that much. It's applied inconsistently, as you say.
I mean, I've said this when the president was first inaugurated. Ukuthi lento yakhe ukuthi thuma mina, I'm going to root out corruption. It's all just a marketing campaign. Let's be fair, guys. Corruption seems like a tool that is being used by everybody. Omunye nomunye, like they're looking for someone who's corrupt, who's just going to be on their side, and they'll forever protect them. A president will be there, and they will have people that are questionable who are backing him. And it happens everywhere. So this thing, it's just clear. Unabantu bakhe who he will protect because they have his best interest, I guess. So that's just what it is. If it's not someone who has his best interest, they will get investigated quickly, and in other cases they'll be charged. That's just how it works.
I think ukuthi that rule, it's not applied consistently. I mean, even the president was not willing to step down when he was investigated for iphalaphala. Then how do we expect labantu abaholayo to step down when they are being investigated? Yo, ayi. And also, how are you going to ulahla isinkwa whereby you don't even know ukuthi the case is ophelela phi, because if we all know ukuthi awapheleli anyway. So like, guys, ini. Yo, as for then, bandas, yo, vote in as namona.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.